Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Well, the USDA survey released at the end of March was their first survey-based estimate for the 2013 crop, and coming in at 10 million acres, that's 1 million acres higher than the National Cotton Council survey, which, of course, was released in early February at the council's annual meeting. But the survey was conducted really from the latter part of December through the middle part of January, and we did see an increase in the USDA number compared to the NCC number. That's really not a surprise when we look at the changes in the cotton market that has occurred over the last several weeks. Cotton futures were trading in the upper 70s at the time the council conducted their survey. And as we move through February and into the first half of March, cotton market strengthened and has been trading in the mid to upper 80s. So I think it was widely expected by the industry that while we would still show a decline relative to 2012, the decline wouldn't be as large as what was indicated in the council survey. And that's exactly what we saw as we look across the cotton belt.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
If we just go briefly and look at the regions moving from the east to the west, we can look at the southeast first. And USDA survey showed that farmers intend to plant 2.6 million acres, which represents roughly a 6% decrease from the previous year. And generally, as you look across the states, you see some modest decline in most of the states in that region. If we look to the mid-south, projected plantings are at 1.3 million acres roughly. That's about a 38% decrease on percentage terms, still a very significant decline.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Again, not as substantial as the decline that was shown in the NCC survey. We look out into the southwest, of course, which is predominantly Texas. The region as a whole calling for 5.7 million acres planted. That's about an 18% decline. In terms of actual acres, that's a 1.2 million acre decline from the 2012 total, which is the largest region. And again, Texas accounting for the bulk of that decline.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Upland plantings are estimated by USDA at 280,000 acres. That's off a little over 100,000 acres from 2012, or down roughly 28%. Finally, in terms of ELS plantings, which the majority of those are in California, ELS acres are off 14%, coming in at 206,000. So again, as we look across the belt, declines in all regions relative to 2012. And again, that just reflects the fact that when we compare to last year, cotton prices are not as strong as compared to competing crops, primarily corn and soybeans, and that's why we're showing a survey with fewer acres planted this year.